Members of the Connecticut National Guard joined forces with the submarine base in New London to distribute more COVID-19 vaccines at the subbase. Captain David Pitlick is with the Connecticut National Guard, and he says the Navy had a plan they wanted to try out, and the Guard stepped in to assist.
They were limited by the amount of vaccines that they had received to that point. So we kind of began discussion. We realized that we could help each other. You know, we had additional DoD vaccines, totally separate from what goes out to the general public. And we had the ability to support this. So learning from each other, we were able to get through about 1,000 sailors and Navy personnel in just a matter of few hours.
The Connecticut National Guard has also secured the necessary cold storage equipment to help with storage and transportation of vaccines around the state.
You're listening to C-19. WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut, New York region.
Coming up, a Long Island university will participate in a study on the Moderna vaccine. Governor Lamont wants Connecticut's nursing home residents to receive a booster shot. And Connecticut and Massachusetts team up to reduce the cost of prescription drugs.
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone.
U.S. college students are the subjects of a new federally funded study that measures the effectiveness of Moderna's vaccine in preventing the spread of COVID-19. Alec Lewis has more about the study's research site on Long Island.
Stony Brook University is one of 23 universities across the U.S. participating in the study. Dr. Sharon Nachman is the site's principal investigator. She says the study's results could be used to determine how to reduce safety measures that prevent the spread of the virus.
But it's about wearing masks, about the social distancing. If you've been vaccinated, will those activities need to continue? Or are we going to be able to say we don't need masks anymore? Participating in the study is incredibly relevant to how everyone will act when the study is done.
For 5 months, researchers will monitor 12,000 vaccinated college students and their close contacts. Students will be paid around $900 to submit daily nasal swabs, participate in occasional blood tests, and keep an online diary. Students can learn more about how to participate in the study at preventcovidu.org. Alec Lewis, WSHE News.
Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont says the state might want to administer booster shots of the COVID-19 vaccines in nursing homes. WSHU's Claire Sechrist reports.
About 5% of Connecticut nursing homes have been turning over each week with newcomers not having been vaccinated. The state has asked the State National Guard to vaccinate the new admissions. Josh Cabal is the state's chief operating officer. He says nursing homes have been told to have a vaccination partner with a pharmacy to make sure new residents and staff get their shots on an ongoing basis. Lamont says his administration wants to look into administering booster shots to nursing home residents, who were hit hardest by the pandemic. A former commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration says it is quite likely another dose of the vaccine will be needed for some portion of the population before the fall. Claire Sechrist, WSHU News.
Coming up, more on a bipartisan effort to reduce the cost of prescription drugs in our region. But first, headlines and a message from C-19 supporter.
Support for C-19 comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
Looking to get the COVID vaccine in our region? Here's the latest on how you can do that.
All residents in our region over 16 are eligible for the vaccine.
Connecticut residents, you can schedule an appointment by visiting ct.gov/COVID vaccine or call 877-918-2224. New Yorkers, you can schedule an appointment using the Am I Eligible app or by calling 833-697-4829.
Several Connecticut school districts have been forced to close or stop in-person learning for at least a day after educators attending vaccine clinics called in sick with side effects from the shot. Manchester schools reported a shortage of teachers and bus drivers on Monday after a vaccine clinic for educators was held there over the weekend. Officials in Durham and Middlefield scheduled a day off from Monday, anticipating issues after their clinic. According to the CDC, typical side effects of the vaccines include pain, redness, and swelling on the arm where the shot was administered. Also, a headache, fatigue, muscle pains, chills, fever, and nausea are possible. The Connecticut Judiciary Committee has advanced legislation that would automatically erase misdemeanor and some lower-level felony charges. Advocates say this clean slate bill was poised to become law last year, but got overshadowed with everything with the pandemic. Experts say that without the bill, a criminal record becomes a lifetime sentence, since it makes it harder for people to get a job, buy a house, and contribute to their community. The bill would expunge criminal records 7 to 15 years after the date of conviction, depending on the crime, of course. It would also prohibit discrimination against people who may be discovered to have an erased record. Connecticut's Democratic governor and Massachusetts Republican governor have collaborated on legislation they say would reduce the cost of prescription drugs for their residents. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker is the architect of the legislation. He says it would impose a penalty on drug manufacturers if their year-to-year prescription drug price increases are higher than the increase in the Federal Consumer Price Index plus 2%.
This will obviously help people plan from one year to the next. It will also help limit the growth in drug prices to a more affordable level.
Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont says this should not discourage pharmaceutical companies from spending money on research and development.
A lot of these drugs have been out there on the market for 10, 20 plus years. They've paid for that investment risk many times over. There's no need for them to have more than a rate of inflation and a couple of percent over and above that to continue to earn a decent rate of return.
The bill has already won the approval of a key legislative committee in Connecticut. In Massachusetts, it's part of the governor's budget proposal that awaits action in the legislature. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. C19 is supported by Hartford Healthcare.
As always, you can send us your thoughts and story ideas to news@WSHU.org. We'd love to hear from you.
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone. We'll talk tomorrow.